Up until this year, it looked like head coach Mack Brown was on the path of rebuilding this UNC program. He started by losing small. They lost several games by only one score in his first season back behind the helm. The next year, they took a step forward and improved their record and even looked better on the field. And all thought that this was going to be the year that everything culminated together. They've held on to the same coordinators for the past 3 years, and their star quarterback Sam Howell looked to be turning the corner on a potential Heisman season. They've had stretches where they look like the team that everybody's expected them to look like, but then they go and get blown out by Georgia Tech. This team is a really hard one to peg, and one that can win or lose against almost anybody in the country on any given day. So let's go ahead and jump into some film and see what they like to do on offense and defense to see if Florida State has a chance to steal another game from North Carolina. There's no one that allows more flexibility in his routes than offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Take this play for example. This play looks like a standard RPO with a slant attached to it, but in reality what this receiver does is he reads this outside linebacker. When he sees that he stays inside, this receiver is just going to convert this slant into a hitch and make the throw easy for the quarterback. Now, this naturally leads to a lot of playmaking opportunities. Take this play for example. Naturally, you see this slot receiver read this defender and cut inside. And then you see the running back run a very similar choice route where he can either follow the receiver inside or cut it back outside. Notice he does a good job of kind of settling in this gap and he gets the throw late for a first down. And that leads me to the next and probably most important part about this offense. Their quarterback Sam Howell is probably one of the best college quarterbacks playing right now. The pocket collapses on him early here, but he's able to buy a little bit of time, and this is a professional throw across the field on that comeback route. Phil Longo does a good job of allowing the game to be easy for Sam Howell. He gives him simple reads that allow him to utilize his arm talent to just move the ball down the field. Look at this play. This is just another RPO where Howell's going to be reading the safety. If he sees the safety come up to help in run fits, he's just going to throw it over his head. Again, this isn't an easy throw to make, but Howell throws it on a dime. Another thing I like that they do is they like to run a lot of wheel routes. This kind of harkens back to Longo's air raid roots. Duke's got man coverage across the board here, and UNC draws up a nice little play. This receiver to the single side is going to run like a little slant stop route that's mostly just setting a pick for this wheel route to come behind it. But the biggest problem with their offense is the fact that they can't give Sam Howell enough time to make these throws. This isn't helped by the fact that North Carolina just doesn't have the playmakers they had last year, and a lot of times these kids just struggle to get open. These offensive line problems carry over into the running game. Last year, North Carolina loved this little counteraction where they'd pull a guard and maybe a tackle and try to wrap around and just get an extra man at the point of attack. But this year, they're getting consistently blown up in the backfield when they try to run this. This has forced them to evolve, and they've kind of moved to this split zone play. This split zone play has zone blocking on the front side, and the tight end pulls around to block this defensive end. This helps them get some double teams at the point of attack, and has helped them develop more of a rushing game as the season has gone on. I also really like this play that they run off of it. Everything about it is going to look like split zone, except the tight end is going to slip this block and go out for a route. Now, if you want to beat this UNC offense, you have to get pressure on the quarterback. North Carolina found their most success playing against Virginia. And that's because Virginia liked to sit back and bring only 3 or 4 people, even on downs like this that looked like they could be obvious rushing downs. They didn't truly take advantage of North Carolina's weakness, and they allowed Sam Howell to just pick them apart through the air. On defense, North Carolina likes to play aggressively. They base out of this 3-4 front that in modern football can often look like a 3-3 because this strong side linebacker has to cheat out to help with the pass. There's been a lot of people that kind of go to this system because it allows them to be very aggressive and vary their blitzes. And that aggressiveness kind of carries through the whole defense. One of their most popular play calls is called a fire zone. What a fire zone entails is you're bringing 5 people and dropping everybody else back in kind of a soft zone. This pin your ears back aggressive defense can often generate a lot of pressure. But I like it best when they're able to just generate pressure with 4 defenders. because oftentimes if you catch them blitzing, they'll be pretty soft in coverage underneath. And that overaggression can even hurt them a little bit in the running game. Let's take a look at this play. So Georgia Tech was able to tear up their defense, and a lot of that had to do with the extra pressure put on having to defend a running quarterback. Georgia Tech's running just a traditional read option here, and the problem is that North Carolina isn't gap sound. They're way too worried about being aggressive. So in order to defend the read option, you need either the defensive end here or this linebacker to be assigned to the quarterback, and the other one pinches down and tries to take away any sort of cutback lane for the running back. You can see here that they're both too concerned with taking away the running back, and no one's there to peel off and get the quarterback. If you don't have this speedy quarterback, another thing you can try to do is just get the ball out quickly. Notice here that North Carolina is bringing a blitz off the edge, but that means they probably have a soft zone backing it up. The Duke quarterback pulls it quickly and just gets rid of the ball. This North Carolina team definitely still has the talent to be a top team in the country, especially with Sam Howell as their quarterback, but I just haven't seen it come together on either side of the ball consistently. Both sides of the line get beat pretty often, and they just don't seem to have the talent on their skill positions to overcome that like they had last year. Ultimately, however, this team is way more complete than what Florida State has right now. They have a clear identity on both sides of the ball, and probably one of the better quarterbacks in the country. If Florida State wants to make this a game, they're going to have to be aggressive on both sides of the ball. That means blitzing on defense and not being afraid to use Jordan Travis in the running game on offense. And honestly, they would have to do both of those things perfectly if they ever dream of pulling off the upset 2 years in a row.